Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Healing Every Day, which released in the middle of this month. And I'm so excited that it's out there and another book baby, so that's really cool. It's my heart on the page. I'm kind of walking you through my scriptural healing journey. So from Genesis to Revelation, I talk about how these scriptures have influenced my healing and my growth over the years. I firmly believe that we heal in the circle of community, but I also really believe that the Word of God has some great things to say to us. That doesn't negate the fact that we can get counsel. It doesn't negate the fact that we can get medication, but it does show us that God is the most wise. He is our Creator, and His Word is good and will help us to heal. So today's verse is Revelation 22:5 from the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: "And there will no longer be any night, and they will have no need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, what a beautiful picture this is in Revelation 22, where it talks about the new heavens and the new earth, the new order of things, your new kingdom, Eden restored. What an amazing thing. Earlier it talks about no more tears, no more grief, no more sorrow, no more worry, no more of any of that, Lord. It's all going to be gone, and there's going to be that place of unending peace and joy, and the presence of other people, and your presence as the light of the sun. And so, Lord, help us to persevere when things get hard and when things get difficult. Help us to live in light of Revelation 22:5, knowing that you are going to be the light. You are the light of our salvation now, but you are going to be the light of the world forever. And you are going to dispel all darkness. And for those of us who live on this darkened, sin-stained, and sin-scarred planet, it is good news indeed that it will all be eradicated. I thank you for your justice, Jesus. We don't talk about this very often, but your justice is very important, and especially for those of us who have been harmed by others. We need to know that there is a judge in heaven who judges justly, and who sees when it seems like no one else sees. I know for me, it's been hard to consider that when I was being abused, that you were there or that you saw, and it felt, I wonder what that was. But I also know that in the end, there will be justice. And that brings me so much peace and so much joy, knowing that it's handled by you who knows everything. You search all hearts. You know every hidden motivation. You know what happened in the past. You know what happened right now. And so we entrust our lives to you, Lord, and we trust you for justice. We do not need to take revenge. Vengeance is yours, and you will perfectly mete it out. But help us to rest while we wait. And there's some of us that have waited for justice our whole lives. I know for me, with those boys that molested me, I don't see any justice there. And if I were waiting for it to feel okay, I would never feel okay. Lord, you have given me peace as I've waited, and peace in the journey. And so I pray that for my friend today, that even if there's no justice today and people seem to get away with things, that we can still experience your shalom, your peace that passes all understanding, in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation, among whom we appear as lights in the world. And so, Lord, we do pray we would be, in the meantime, as we're waiting for your light to be the sunshine and the new heavens and the new earth, we pray we would be light, that we would dare to speak truth to power, that we would stand up for those who are abused, that we would work out our healing by helping other people heal. That's been the greatest part of my healing adventure, has been the fact that you have allowed me to be a part of someone else's healing, and that is such a privilege, Lord. So I pray that for those listening today, that you would take their greatest misery and turn it into their greatest ministry. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing, healing name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. So grateful you listen every day. I just want to commend you for pursuing Jesus in this way. If you're not listening to this on the Pray Every Day app, you really ought to try that, because it makes the experience a lot easier. Plus, you will get a free devotional every day. So you might be saying, well, I can't afford to buy healing every day. Well, you can get a free one on the Pray Every Day app. You'll get a written free devotion every single day, as well as this prayer. So you can get it on iTunes and Google Play. And again, as I've asked a couple days ago, if you end up downloading it, would you share that download with a friend? And we could double our audience in one moment. So thanks so much in advance for doing that, and have a great day.